Washington, this is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu blames Hamas for civilian casualties in the Gaza Strip. Militancy is another Iraqi town, a new World Cup champion from Europe. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. As Israel extended its bombardment of Gaza for a six-day Sunday, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told a cabinet meeting his country regrets the growing number of civilian Palestinian deaths, but he said Hamas is responsible. He also spoke about it during an appearance on the U.S. television program Face the Nation Sunday. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
Asked about a mounting death toll in Gaza, Mr. Netanyahu said Israel uses its missile defense system to protect civilians, while militants in Gaza use civilians to shield their missiles.
I'm not going to say right now how and when that goal will be achieved. We're sorry for any accidental civilian death, but it's the Hamas that bears complete responsibility for such civilian casualties.
Neither Israel nor Palestinian militants appear willing to agree to a ceasefire as urged by the United Nations Security Council. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Israel's offensive is aimed at ending rocket attacks Hamas is making on Israel. Palestinian officials say the Gaza death toll has reached more than 160 and more than 1,000 have been injured. In addition to continued airstrikes, the Israeli military carried out its first ground operation Sunday, with commandos targeting a rocket launching site during the brief raid. Authorities say four Israeli soldiers were slightly wounded during an exchange of gunfire with Palestinian fighters. Iraqi militants have attacked a town north of Baghdad, seizing local government buildings and killing at least six people. Officials say the assault in Duluia, about 80 kilometers north of the capital, began early Sunday. Government forces recaptured the town last month after it was overrun by militants linked to the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. Meanwhile, Iraq's deadlocked parliament adjourned Sunday after failing to choose candidates for top positions, a necessary step toward forming a new government. The legislators plan to try again on Tuesday. The Libyan government is calling for an end to fierce militia clashes near the capital Tripoli that killed six people and injured 25 on Sunday. The prime minister's spokesman says the regional armed groups fighting to control Tripoli International Airport were acting without any orders or legitimate cover from the government. Jordanian authorities say the shooting death of a Syrian rebel commander in Amman last week appears to be part of a family dispute. They're downplaying claims from the Syrian opposition that the killing was politically motivated. Police are searching for two Syrians suspected of shooting Maher Rahal. He was head of the Liwa al-Mujahideen Brigade, one of the groups fighting to topple Syria's president, Bashar al-Assad. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and other top Western diplomats failed on Sunday to reach a nuclear deal with Iran, and a target date for a long-term agreement is just 1 week away. Negotiations are set to continue Monday. VOA's Al Pessin has details.
The UN Security Council deputized its five permanent members, the United States, France, Britain, Russia, and China, plus Germany, to negotiate with Iran on measures to guarantee that its nuclear program is purely peaceful, as Iran says it is. Iran has violated past agreements on the nuclear program and pursued secret military nuclear research. So the international community wants strict, verifiable controls. Secretary Kerry described the situation this way.
It is vital to make certain that Iran is not going to develop a nuclear weapon, that their program is peaceful.
These talks follow a preliminary agreement reached in December that resulted in some rollbacks of Iran's nuclear program in return for limited relief from economic sanctions. Al Pessin, VOA News, Vienna.
Germany has become the first European team to ever win a World Cup in the Americas, beating Argentina in Sunday's final in extra time, 1-0. German substitute Mario Götze scored in the 113th minute to account for the win in Rio de Janeiro after neither team scored in regulation. Sunday's win marked Germany's fourth World Cup championship, but the first as a unified country. On Saturday, the Netherlands captured third place, shutting out Brazil 3-0. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.